Hello, Happy New Year, and welcome to the 2014 version of Discorder Radio, live on CITR 101.9. Wade here, along with DJ CJ, back for another year of exciting live and local indie music, playing the best of what we have in Discorder Magazine. This, of course, is the audio baby of Discorder Magazine. This being the 7th of January, our first show of 2014, this will actually be the 2013 year in review show. Lots to get to over the next hour, including playing some of the music that will be on the top five of the year. We're going to play lots of... talk about some of our highlights, our lowlights, ups, downs, and lots of good stuff for the 2013 year in review. Kick it off right now with a band that made the top 100. It cracked the top 60. They came in at number 52. A band from Vancouver known as Bear Mountain, who we had the pleasure of seeing back in Victoria, Rifflandia Festival, back in September. From the XO album, this is Bear Mountain with Sing, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Ironically enough, that song is called Sing by Bear Mountain, but there is not really much singing, just a few little doot-de-doos and la-di-las.
I like it, though. Great sampling work. And when we saw them live in Rifflandia, Wow, what a show.
What a show. Great energy. They were playing at the Copper something. What was that venue called?
Copper Owl.
Copper Owl. You've got a great memory, CJ.
Electric Owl, Copper Owl.
Yeah. They were the Saturday night headliners of the Copper Owl show, Rifflandia Festival. One of the highlights of this past year, and that's what this show is all about. It's our first show of 2014, but as we all know, January, it's kind of a, it's always a bit slow to start. There's not much happening. People are still kind of in that groggy post-New Year's hangout kind of phase. So we figure what better way to ease into 2014 than by just reflecting on the year that was.
Recapping the past.
Yeah. So that was a show we saw in September, but why don't we go in order? Let's go chronological here. Let's go way back to last winter, this time last year.
Way back to whatever our memories can remember.
Yes. Well, you're really good with remembering details, like the names of venues, and I'm a little better with chronology.
Fair enough.
I should say.
We're a good team.
That's why, yeah.
How far back can you remember, Wade?
Well, I remember that February 1st was when we released our 30th anniversary issue of Discorder, which was a huge deal around here, back when Laurel Borman was running the show and was running around with the like a chicken with her head cut off because she was trying to make this 30th anniversary issue the best issue ever. And at the time it was. I had the pleasure of interviewing Mike Mines, who was the original editor, co-editor, along with Jennifer Farney for Discorder magazine. And we kind of did a one-two punch in terms of features. We did the first half with an interview with Mike for the February issue. And then in the March issue, we did an interview with Jennifer. But also there was lots of exciting recap moments. They had some pictures of some old covers and some stories about the story behind this cover and that cover from different times. So it was really fun to be a part of this big moment for Discorder magazine. 30 years young as of February.
Exciting.
Yeah. So we didn't have anyone in particularly on the cover of that issue. It was basically a kind of a mock up of the original Discorder cover, which had was a picture of some girl from the 50s doing some kind of like CITR radio shot, and they kind of just re-jived it up 2013 style with a hint of kind of 80s retro feel. So it was this constant recycling of in the 80s when the original cover happened, it was honoring the 50s and the radio past, and then the 2013 version was honoring the 80s. And then the next issue, so our first issue to feature a band for 2013 was the March issue, and on the cover was a band by the name of
War Baby.
Who had a huge year. I saw them play a number of times, and I guess their great year was capped off with their exciting Shindig victory back on December the 10th at the Railway Club. They were the 2013 Shindig victors in an exciting Tuesday night battle where they fought hard to defeat Skinny Kids and Zen Mystery Fog in what was, some say, the most exciting Shindig finale of the past dozen years. At least that's what Ben Lai, who did it for the last dozen years, had said.
And also, if I'm mad, the most well-dressed Shindig of the past several years.
Yeah, is it always formal night on the last year, or just this year became formal night?
Ben would know, but I believe the suits spoke this year, and it was good.
And if you want to check them out, look at our Facebook page. You could see everybody, including myself and CJ, all dolled up in our best, I wouldn't say our best Sunday dress, but our best Tuesday night attire, feeling formal for this, the formal occasion that was the fun drive. Sorry, the Shindig finale. We'll get into fun drive after we play from War Baby. How do we do that? Because that'll be a nice launch into the recap of what happened in the spring. But yeah, these guys were on the cover in the month of March, and congrats again to their big Shindig victory. So let's play them right about now. It's John, Brock, and Kirby, the band War Baby from Horseless Headman. It's Frankenstein, Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Fight! knocking, but you can't come around. Keep it knocking, but you can't come here. Come again tomorrow night and try it again.
Our March cover band and 2013 Shindig Victor. That's War Baby with Frankenstein. Yeah, CJ, how you doing, buddy?
Very good. Excited to be back. Starting a new year. New resolutions here in Radioland.
Do you have some resolutions?
For the show, yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Should we talk this off air or do you want to just air it out right now?
No, I just want people to know that they should expect a lot more good content and some solid station IDs and... You know, some general la-di-da in right here, CITR.
Yeah.
Looking forward to our future fundraiser and a lot of good stuff.
Yes, we're excited for 2014. Lots of new content, lots of new music, lots of more, maybe some more social media platforms. We seem to be on everyone by now, and who knows by the end of the year what more social media will be out there that we're going to try to get on as well. You mentioned earlier a fundraiser. And I mentioned fund drives. This might be a good segue into the 2013 spring, where after we had a very successful fund drive finale at Chapel Arts on March 8th, by the way, and where we did hit our fundraising goal as well, which was $35,000. And it was kind of a last second push, too. I think we went into it at like $31,000. Then suddenly, like, the night of the fundraiser, was announced that they had someone donated a big check and we shattered it and we were able to buy all the new equipment for the station. It was a very, very exciting time. That was back in March. And then in April, one of the highlights, I think, was Record Store Day, where you and I got to hang out at a few different record stores, including Zulu Records and Kits.
Right. Where we saw Portage in Maine.
Yep.
And Shiloh's.
And the Bell game as well.
Yes.
And we're looking forward to this next, which will be the 8th annual Record Store Day coming up Saturday, April the 19th, I believe, later this year. And then in May, I unfortunately wasn't around for it, but you had the pleasure of seeing what was the official Discorder 30th anniversary party. Even though the 30th anniversary issue came out in February. We wanted to wait till summertime, or at least till late spring, to get people excited and engaged about the 30 years of Discorder. So on May the 31st at the Biltmore, there was a great event. Again, I wasn't there, but you told me so many great things about it. I heard great words from everybody else who was involved. So I'll let you anchor the chat on this one.
I mean, it was a fun show. We had Hooves, who are, of course, a CITR staple. And after them was Phoenix Thunderbird, who put on a hell of a show, because Jordan Adonaz and his crew are just awesome guys. And after Phoenix Thunderbird, you got Hot Panda, who, of course, pretty neat with their bass and trumpet playing. This girl who plays bass and trumpet probably at the same time.
Yeah.
And Christopher, who plays a great guitar, and the drummer. It was awesome. I forget his name.
But you didn't forget his mad skills, at least.
No, mad skills aren't forgettable.
It sounded like a very fitting lineup for 30 years of Discorder. You mentioned earlier Phoenix Thunderbird. Of course, they've been huge fans of the station, and we've seen them play lots this year, and they've been really great community guys for the Vancouver indie music scene. And then Hooves, you mentioned off the top. We're really proud to have seen their rise to success. Three of the members of Hooves, Paulette, Josefa, and Zara, are all quite known around the station here. They released their first EP earlier in the year called the Dear Nevada EP, and then had a huge year, played a few different shows. They were even rumored to play a show in Melbourne, Australia. Remember that?
I remember that.
It didn't end up happening, but they did end up playing Shindig, made it all the way to the semifinals, and some thought they should have been in the finals. But nonetheless, great year for Hooves, and they did play that great show back in May. So let's play them right now from the Dear Nevada EP. It's Hooves with Moves Like Caddy. On Discord Radio, a year in review show, CITR 101.9 FM. Discord Radio, CITR, the chillin' grooves of Hooves, Moves Like Caddy. Hooves, yeah. Very proud to see their rise this past year, 2013. If you're just joining us, this is the 2013 Year in Review show as we start 2014 with a bit of a crawl, but we'll get back into our regularly scheduled programming next week. CJ and I have been recapping the year, trying to go as much in chronological order as possible. We started with the winter, spring. We were about to launch into summer, but we realized we forgot to mention the UBC Block Party, the very rainy day that was back in April, where we had Good for Grapes along with, oh my goodness, who else was playing that show? We're drawing a blank. Kanon?
Oh, yes. Oh, you're talking about way back in April.
Way back in April, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Felix Cartel.
Felix Cartel and Mord Fustang.
Yes.
Very rainy day. We had to actually watch the show from the comfy confines of that patio.
Yes.
That out here, which was nice.
Which you're not supposed to talk about.
Oh, oops. You didn't hear that, people.
Either way, it was a great show. Kanon put on a bit of a... You put on a good show.
Yeah, although they told us not to talk to Kanon. I actually kind of felt bad for him because all those people were like, nobody talked to Kanon backstage. So Kanon, while everybody else was getting a chance to mingle with each other, the other bands, we were backstage doing a live broadcast. There was some other UBC AMS volunteers. Poor Kanon, he was kind of just lurking by himself. I don't know if he actually wanted to be left alone or his management said just don't talk to him. But I felt a little bit bad because he kind of was a bit alienated backstage.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what happens when you get too big.
I suppose. Another guy that could have been alienated backstage, but he handled it so well, is Charlie Tuna, who was the voice of our favorite CITR station ID. You probably heard it off the top of this show and many shows we've done in the past. Maybe we'll talk more about that as we chronologically move into the fall. But let's just stay with the spring and the summer. CJ, we saw so many festivals. We were very blessed this year. We got to see so many great festivals. Got to use the old Discorder radio passes to get access to a lot of amazing bands and amazing music. What was your summer highlight?
My summer highlight was the Kaloha Festival.
Yeah.
For sure, because it was amazing weekend. And of course, you know, fantastic people in Kelowna. And it was a great ride there. It was a great stay there. And it was a great ride back. So,
and a great music festival that I think here in BC you can expect to hear great things from in the future. Sometimes festivals just get a little too big for their own britches. And that may happen with Kaloha, but at this stage, they're only 2 years in. They've already had two great successes. And this past summer was just phenomenal. The talent was incredible. We had
the Canadian talent was incredible.
Oh, yeah. In fact, the low light of the weekend was probably the headliners, which was MGMT. Everybody said they were the low light.
Very true.
But the Canadian talent, which included the Matinee, Current Swell, Golden Youth, Humans,
Zolas,
Deer Rouge, it goes on and on and on. It was such an amazing cornucopia of Canadian talent. And why don't we play one of the bands you were quite impressed with at Kaloha right now? Who are we going to hear from?
All right, we are going to hear from the Arkells, who were one of my favorites here back in Kelowna.
Yes, on July 6th, they played the main stage at Kaloha. It's the Arkells on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Talk about you never show it. You just sit here and there, but I know the score, and you're killing it. Line after line, take it easy.
I'm Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Did you never play him, babe?
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
This is Drew Gonzalez from Cobo Town, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
First I saw you standing there, eyes so wide beneath your head, coat worn blacker than the sun, shook your head like strong nurse John. Stood like soldiers in a line, heard the bells of midnight chime. We turned gray walls to fields of green. The only faith that we could stream was while you're still young. Find your heart and find your song. Now where have you gone? No matter where you're going and no matter where you've been, you never needed anybody else's call now. I never met a one like you, never met a one like you, never met a one like you. Don't bring me down.
There's a dream that haunts my nights, wild black horses out in flight, a kind of free I've never been, a kind of beast I've never seen.
Why do all things end in pain? I call the ghosts and ask their names. Is that love you're running from? If you leave, then I will come. And while you're still young, find your heart and find your song. Now where have you gone? Your song. Now where have
Oh, yeah. The Cat Empire was Still Young, which was, you know what? That was one of my favorite moments of the year, CJ.
I can tell.
I was jamming away in the studio here. When the Cat Empire played, they headlined the Vancouver International Folk Fest. There was a lot of, I guess, expectation because they were like the big headliner. What's this?
I might have to interject here because you kept calling it the International Folk Fest when it was just the Vancouver Folk Music Festival.
But there's a lot of international artists, including...
I know, VIFF is the Vancouver International Film Festival.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
But yes.
I also wanted to own the fact that we try to play as much Canadian as we can on the show. In fact,
The station.
This is true. I think our CanCon ratio at this show alone is at least something like 95%. But that'll be the lone international track for this day.
But for those who don't know, that was
the Cat Empire from Melbourne, Australia, featuring Harry Angus on trumpets, whose wife Emily, you had the pleasure of interviewing in studio here as part of Tin Pan Orange.
That's right. She's part of a band called Tin Pan Orange, who also played at the folk festival and. Amazing.
What a great weekend.
What a great couple.
What a great summer.
What a great year.
What a great life.
I can't get better than that. Yeah. What a great universe, maybe.
Good stuff. Well, what a great opportunity do we have here as being the co-host, co-producer of Discorder Magazine to get to be exposed to all this music firsthand and get to share it with all you lovely people that are listening out there in Radio Land right now. We're about to launch into our top five of the year as part of our 2013 year in review show as we kick off 2014. Why don't we play our number five band right now? We'll come back and recap some more of the great stuff that happened over the summer. This is a band from Montreal called The Doldrums, and their album Lesser Evil is number five on our annual CITR charts of the top 100 albums of the year. The track is Lesser Evil, Doldrums, CITR 101.9 FM, Discorder Radio. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Doldrums with Lesser Evil. They are number 5 on the 2013 Top 100 countdown, but we're only playing the top 5 because we don't have that kind of time on our 2013 year in review show. But we do have time to have a quick word with JC Gibb, editor in C, JCG. How you doing, buddy? Happy New Year.
I'm doing so good. So good.
So happy good. I felt that. I felt that. Thank you.
I know. We've just been doing some planning for our Discord fundraiser, which is pretty exciting. Can't talk too much about it, but it's happening later this month. And yeah, we just had our dream team meeting and so excited.
Can you tickle our fancy details? Not necessarily who's playing, yeah, where and when and all that kind of good stuff.
Well, it's actually going down at the Astoria on January 31st, which is going to be pretty exciting.
And that date was chosen specifically because the next day is February 1st, which is the launch of Discorder's
the redesign.
Yeah, is that still are we is that
oh no right? Oh no, okay. Yeah, no, it's exciting.
I wasn't sure if that was if I wasn't supposed to break that news or not.
No,
we haven't really talked about it on the radio much, that's why.
Anyways, yes, it's a combined redesign, February launch. It's gonna be a lot of fun. So very excited about that.
Cool. All right. Maybe we should I'll let you anchor this conversation because I don't want to give up any information that it's not supposed to be given up to this point.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do.
All right, let's talk
about... Is that Brenda with her face is red, pounding her fist at the window?
Favorite show of the year.
That was my next question.
I was trying to think about it. I'm not going to go with Topless because that's predictable. I'd have to say it was B.A. Johnston and Needles and Pins. They did a show at Astoria, which was amazing. Both acts are phenomenal as usual, and they brought their A game. And I saw B.A. Johnston is actually on the top 100. He's number 81 with Mission Accomplished. So, accomplished, B.A. Johnston.
If that was his goal, to break the top 85, he did it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Nice. And where that show was at the Astoria? When was that?
Yeah, Astoria. It was a couple of months ago. I can't remember. It's a hazy night, most Astoria nights. So.
This is true.
Yeah, awesome.
How about favorite summer festival of the past year?
I didn't get to go to any festivals, really.
I guess Sled Island was rained over.
Oh, that was so unfortunate. All these people making status about going to Sled Island, so jealous. And then, a day later, they're being evacuated. Yeah. So, I'm glad I didn't save my money and go to that, at least.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll be back next year. Maybe this would be a good time for us to continue our top five out of the top. Well, again, the top 100. We're counting down the top five
September.
As part of our recap show. Yes, these guys were the September cover band.
Yeah.
And actually, one of the guys in the band was part of this dream team meeting you just spoke of a few minutes
Hugo.
Ago.
Hugo, yeah, the volunteer coordinator. Yeah. Well,
congrats, Hugo, for your band Weed making all the way into the top five. You guys definitely deserve that spot. And that, of course, is the name of the album. The name of the track we're going to play right now is Gunshy Weed, number 4 on 2013 Year in Review from Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. Hey, this is Scott Stanton.
And it's Dave Lang from Currentswell. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Baby, baby.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We are in the midst of our 2013 year in review show, counting down the top five of the top 100 albums. Prior to Weed, we heard Lesser Evil by Doldrums. The band we heard right before was Weed from the Deserve album. That track was called Gunshy. And we're up to number three right now for the year 2013. It's Jay Arner from his self-titled release. This track is called Midnight on South Granville. Vancouver track through and through and oh so through. Once again, it's our 2013 year interview show. It's CJ, it's Wade, it's Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. We're back on CITR 101.9. This is the 2013 year in review show of Discorder Radio. We were playing the, we're kind of recapping the shows we've seen, the festivals we've gone to, and we're playing the top five albums of the year according to our CITR 101.9 FM charts. Thank you very much to Sarah Cordingly.
Who enjoyed her a fantastic winter break and on a cruise in the Panama Canal.
Yeah, she looks great too. She's got a nice healthy glow going. Good to have you back, Sarah. I wasn't making a pass at you. I just was commenting. Your tan looks nice.
Moving on.
We're now up to number two on the top 100 of the year. This is another Vancouver band. So happy to see this is the top 100 CITR charts. We don't just play Vancouver bands. We play bands from all over the world, mostly Canadian artists, but we're really happy to see that the top four are all local Vancouver bands. We heard already in the top five from Doldrums from Montreal, Weed, who are from Vancouver, and we just heard there, Jay Arner. This next band is called The Oz. The album is Future Without Her, and the track is Someone Else. This is The Oz, number two on the Discorder Radio Year in Review, Year End Countdown on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, The Oz, Someone Else, and our number two album of the year, Future Without Her. We are in the midst of our 2013 year in review show on Discorder Magazine. Just getting so excited because 2014 is upon us. So kind of getting excited to get on with 2014. But before we do that, we wanted to honor 2013. So that's what we've been doing over the past 55 minutes, recapping some of the favorite shows, favorite moments. We were kind of doing a chronological thing from spring well into summer. I guess we can now talk about the fall. CJ, some highlights of recent memory in the past couple months in Vancouver Music Land?
Yes, there were, of course, we did talk about some of our favorite festivals, including Kelowna and Riflandia. But coming back to Vancouver, we had CITR organize the Victory Square Block Party, as well as...
It was a busy Labor Day weekend. It was the same weekend as Sunfest.
That's true. Sunfest, whose organizer we had here. I forget his name.
Nice kid, though. Nice guy.
He was in the band Dead Haze.
Nice. Yeah, I didn't get a chance to see them, but I did see Johnny DeCourcy. He kind of rocked Sunfest.
True.
War Baby was there.
Phoenix Thunderbird was also there.
Yeah. Hooves was there. Skinny Kids.
Basically, the best of Vancouver's underground rock was there.
Completely. It was great.
And it was a great show.
Yeah, that was Labor Day weekend. The following weekend was the Welcome Back Barbecue here at UBC in McInnes Field, where we got to meet Charlie Tuna, who... He had a bit of an incident backstage. He got busted for pot, but he still, even as he was asked nicely to leave and had all his marijuana confiscated, he was still kind enough to give us that kick-ass station ID. Props to you, Charlie Tuna.
Good chap.
Yeah, good guy. Current Swell was there during that show as well. We heard a station ID from them.
As well as Harpoonist and the Axe Murderer.
Yes.
Great band. Stomping beats.
It was great. It was a great day. It's been a great year in music in 2013 for Vancouver, and just proud to be a part of it and helping to bring a lot of this great music to you. Yeah. So I guess that just about does it. We got a couple minutes left, so just enough time to lead into our number one band, our number one album, I should say, of the year 2013. What was interesting is this band actually took part in a softball tournament the first weekend in September at Stanley Park, along with the CITR staff and a couple other teams too, which included a team made up of journalists from Vice magazine and the Tai. They called themselves the David Beerses. Of course, David Beers is a prominent Vancouver journalist who basically started the Tai. They ended up winning the tournament, but the team that came second, we came third, we took home the bronze. The team that came second in the tournament is actually the team that was is made up of this band, who was the number one band of the year. And one of the favorite moments that I can recall from this great day was when our own Ryan Rizel was mocking this band. I think one of the members was up to bat, and he just started saying, "Come on, hurry up!" And he started humming "na na 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 na," which was a popular riff to one of their tracks. And that turned to be what was sort of the most popular track for this band, which has become the number one most popular band at CITR. Maybe a little overplayed because our automated system here, Sam, was playing these guys on repeat all Christmas break long. But nonetheless, the number one band for 2013, according to the CITR charts, is the Courtneys. And this is the track 90210. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, and our 2013 year in review show. Number one. One. One.